a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
All right, now I've sent you both an email with this photo attached. Don't look at it just yet, but have it ready. I had to send it via email.
Okay, right.
So a woman, a beautiful animal lover, and we're going to the UK for this one.
Zoom.
This is in Knutsford, Cheshire.
Knutsford.
Love that. Great. Knutsford.
Welcome to Knutsford, population one.
Population two. You're fine, but what happened?
I reckon you're missing one there.
I was inviting you to Knutsford.
Okay, I don't want
you're
to go
one.
To Phil. No, thank you. Anyway, she's an animal lover and she found an injured creature and she thought, you know what? I'm going to take care of this. It was overnight and I'm going to take it to the vets the next day. So she set up a little box. It was a little hedgehog, right?
She set up a little box
and had some food, newspaper and everything. And then she went to the Lower Moss Wood Nature Reserve and Wildlife Hospital. I mean, make it shorter.
Welcome to Lower Moss Wood, population U.
Can you stop him, please?
Seriously, it's like...
and the body movements and hand signals are not necessary.
Orange folder.
Where would you rather be? Lower Moss Wood.
Anyway, the hospital manager, Janet, opened up the box and this lady was quite emotional. Yeah. She said, I've been looking after this hedgehog all night, but it's not moved. I'm really worried and I'm hoping that you can have a look at it, okay? Yes. And then so the hospital manager opened up the box and I'm going to get you to have a look at the photo.
Okay, can you open it now?
Open up the photo. You can see that the hedgehog is sitting there and it's quite... The hedgehog is sitting there and it's not, I mean, that's where it was the whole night and everything like that.
It looks fluffier than I imagined.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I was picturing spiky. It's quite grey.
It is quite grey. What the vet nurse hospital person said was, this is actually a hat.
Oh, no. It's not.
It's a fluffy hat. Yeah, she's like,
what?
So she said she couldn't believe what she was seeing, and she was embarrassed, and she was like, I had to say to this woman, look, I love what you did, but this is actually a hat.
Mm.
What?
You would do that. You would absolutely.
That is so me to get something on the side of the street and be like, oh, my God, this beautiful baby, whatever it is, let me feed you. Let me comfort you overnight. It's a hat.
And served up some food to a hat.
Yeah. I love the little bits of meat on a little tray next to it, dog food style.
Bless. You know what? But it's always good to be careful. You know what I mean? Even if you get embarrassed in the end, at least she was a good person. And that hat is being taken very well.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
It's time for lyrical headlines. Headlines that are lyrical.
Welcome back from the newsroom.
Hello, happy Thursday, everybody. Happy day before Easter.
Yes, very exciting. Thank you very much. Theme for today, Beck?
Sweet things. Not so much chocolate, but just sweet things because, hey, we're going into Easter. It's going to be, you know, sweetness overload.
Shanks and Bigfoot, sweet like chocolate.
Yeah, I love that song.
Do you know, Beck would have been really angry at you if that was one of them.
I know. I've resisted the urge of doing that for a few months, but I'm back.
I have to do it today. We've been doing on our Facebook, we've been pitting up different chocolates against each other to find out the ultimate Easter treat. And it was Link Bunny v Cadbury eggs, the normal eggs. What's your choice?
With those two?
Yeah.
I would probably go the Link Bunny, but...
You shock me.
In a normal, if it was just my ultimate Humpty Dumpty eggs.
What is the...
Oh, yeah. Wow. That was a semi-finalist.
It was just that childhood memory. Why are they a thing?
If you like a Smartie, then...
They got booted off by the eggs.
Well, there you go.
So there you go. My favourite childhood one. Anyway, you can get to that and vote on that on our Facebook. But right now it's time for Lyrical Headlines.
That's right. The sweet edition. What you're going to do, Beck, is read the lyrics to songs like you do in your day jobs. If they're news bulletins, we'll need to decipher not only the artist but the song title as well. If we get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the other two get a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers. Easter.
Lingy.
Loggy?
Okay. I was going for Bunny, but that's fine.
Oh, and then what was I going to do? Exclamation point.
Excellent.
It's not my job.
No, it is actually. It is your job.
All right, here we go. Question number one.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. It's a rainy afternoon in 1990, the big city. Geez, it's been 20 years. Candy, you were so fine.
Tom, Buggy. Is it Candy by Iggy Pop?
Yes.
Love it.
And so now I feel like I've won the whole thing because I got the Iggy Pop song before Loggy did, but she's got the T-shirt. So.
I do. I know. Great guy.
Great. Brilliant. Beautiful hand of play. All right. Question number two. It's the sweet edition of Lyrical Headlines.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. I'm hurting, baby. I'm broken down. I need your loving. I need it now. When I'm without you, I'm something weak. You got me begging on my knees.
Oh, nah.
You've been doing this a bit lately.
I have. You know what? I am going to say, at the start I heard Beggin' and I was going to say Beggin', the song Beggin'.
No.
But it's not, so.
I think I know it without more lyrics.
Oh, go for it.
Is it Maroon 5 Sugar?
Yes.
Oh, that's impressive.
Well done, Tom.
I know the opening line. I'm hurting, baby.
Yeah. That's a win.
Yeah, give us the last one,
mate. Can we play more?
Is it a surprise that I won the lolly round?
Not at all. You are all sugar.
Sweet tooth. Okay, here we go. This is for pride for either of you. Question number three.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. I met him out for dinner on a Friday night. He really got me working up an appetite. He had tattoos up and down his arm. There's nothing more dangerous than a boy with charm. He's a one-stop shop.
Oh, Tom. Foggy. Yes. Oh.
What is it?
That was Tom. Go on.
It's Christina Aguilera, Candyman.
Yes.
Sweet sugar, the Candyman.
That one. It was there somewhere in my brain.
Yeah.
Well done, Tommy.
Great video clip for this one, too.
It is a good one, isn't it? Yeah. No, all right. Well, I'll take the winner sound effect. Thank you very much. And we'll play Lyrical Headlines again next Thursday. Thanks, Beck.
Thank you.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Lingy, this is how this works. It's Fun Fact Friday on a Thursday.
Fun fact.
Thursday. See what I did there? Live remix.
You like that one?
Yeah.
I love it. Sharp. How's this work?
Welcome. I do a spiel and then I deliver fun facts to send you into the weekend, but you've not heard the spiel before because I assume you're not ever awake before 9 o'clock on a Friday morning.
No, that's fair. Yep.
Given that you're delivering the fun facts this morning, because you're actually here for once, so I thought maybe I could lead you through the spiel. So if next time, if I'm not here, then maybe you can do it on your own.
I could have it ready to go. Okay, I love it.
So I'll say a line, you say a line.
Lead away.
Every Friday morning,
we deliver facts.
Repeat.
Yes. Every Friday morning,
we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts. That you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates. But it is important they think you're smart.
Because
then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace.
For
example, a pay rise or a promotion.
They'll
say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart. Obviously very good at their job.
Like I am.
They're always full of fun and interesting facts.
Oh,
yay. Well done, mate. Well done.
Thank you.
I love
how
you put your own spiel on. Yeah. I'm acting. I'm joining this whole thing.
I
like it.
All right. What fun facts have you got to send the people into the long weekend with?
I've got some beauties for you. It's a bit of a question, and I'm going to deliver this one to you. What do Miss Piggy and Yoda have in common, Log?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, in fact, they are both voiced by the same person.
Yeah!
Yes, puppeteer Frank Oz. That's right. Oh. That's Miss Piggy.
Yeah.
And you can give us a Yoda. Oh, dear. Don't do that when you're delivering the fact.
That was Fun Fact Friday.
No.
I've got some good ones. I've got an Australian twist for you.
Yeah, cool. Okay.
Did you know that once an Australian man once tried to sell New Zealand on eBay? Brilliant. Well played. Yeah. And the original name for the search engine Google that we all use pretty much every day was, in fact, Backrub.
No.
Give it a back rub.
No, yeah. I don't believe that.
It was renamed Google after the number Google, which is one followed by 100 zeros.
Mm-hmm.
But it was originally called back rub. You don't believe that?
I know. I reckon you're making that one up.
No, that is not made up at all. And one final one, which is a bit of an animal myth one. It's a myth buster.
Yeah.
So this one's true. You heard of the puffer fish, you know, the Japanese cuisine. Eating parts of a puffer fish can kill you.
We know that from The Simpsons.
Yeah, but because in a defense mechanism to ward off predators, it contains a deadly chemical toxin called tetrodotoxin, whatever. Mm-hmm. There's enough poison in one puffer fish to kill 30 people, and there's no antidote.
Ooh.
Still, puffer fish, or fugu, is a highly prized delicacy in Japan that only well-trained chefs can prepare.
Exactly, because it's poison, poison. Tasty fish.
That's the one.
All right. Well, that is Fun Fact Thursday for this week. Well done, Cameron Ling.
Thank you, Tommy.
What are we giving him out of 10?
11.
11?
Wow. Oh, cool.
Sorry. I just saw Tom's eyebrows.
Easy,
he gets an 8
easy,
out of 10.
Easy crowd.
I'm done for the day.
You were done well before that, mate. Monday, you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday, doesn't even start. It's Fun Fact
Thursday.
Oh, wrong fader. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays
at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. It's a bit of a loose Thursday and we want to get people involved with the show.
Yes.
But I'm thinking, you two boys, what would you rather talk about? There's a couple of things out there. Is there anything specifically you want to talk about this morning?
You had a wonderful story about a man and his ribs.
I did.
Yeah, you got to tell that one. That is hilarious.
Look, the thing is, I know it's very niche, but sometimes the bin can get you.
Mm.
Right?
Bingeries. I reckon we've talked about bingeries before.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you want to bring it back?
Yeah, of course. I want this. Right. I want this. Only because I think this is a very funny story.
I know. So I know someone who shan't be named, but they were getting something out of the recycling bin, which is, you know, the big, I suggest one of the bigger bins.
Yeah, it's the taller one. Yeah.
Do you know what? You do. The recycling bin's the one you're going to get stuff out of because you take your recycling inside bin and you go tip it out into the yellow bin and then you look in, you're like, oh, there's a bloody can in there and I can get 10 cents for that.
Yes.
So then you reach back in and you grab it out.
Yeah. Well, I don't really know why he was reaching back in, but he's a shorter gentleman and he reached into the bin and fell in.
Oh, he did the over bat like tip in.
Fell into the bin and ended up breaking a rib.
What?
His feet were out the top like,
yes.
Right? He injured himself. The bin ate him, basically. and he hurt himself. And his friends, you know, were going wild about it. They thought it was bloody hilarious. But I was just like, oh, man, there's nothing worse. Had I seen it, I mean, it would have been funny at the time. But also, you'd be like, what's happening
You imagine if you were just in a car, you didn't know this person at all, you're just driving along at that split second and all you see is these two legs sticking out the top of the bin. What is happening here?
Yeah, broke a rib from the bin.
That's unlucky, actually, breaking a rib.
So what happened when the bin got you? I mean, we use it so often. So let's go to Casey from Lara. Casey, have you had a bingery before?
Sadly, yes. It was 25 years ago and I'm still not over the embarrassment.
Oh, God.
So I was in primary school and the little school in Cario, and we used to have Snail Cup Day every year. And we dressed up as snails for Snail Cup Day.
Right.
So I was just a snail and collected rubbish on yard duty with a wheelie bin, and the bell went and I didn't want to be late to rake the snails, so I started running with the wheelie bin back to the class.
Yeah.
And I fell, and I cracked my head on the ledge of the bin, requiring stitches. And I also landed inside the bin, and it took two teachers and a student to get me out.
Oh, darling. You poor little thing. Oh, my goodness.
I had my head stitched up just as a snail.
Oh. Did they give you a cool nickname after that, like Bin Girl?
I think it was a snail name, like Snail Girl or something.
Yeah.
Casey.
Back in your shell. All right, going to Kylie and Armstrong Creek. Have you had a bingery, mate?
Yes, I have.
What happened?
So where we used to live, we had this
quite a big block, but the house was quite small. So when you had to mow the lawns, it took quite a long time.
Yeah.
And this day I was mowing the lawns and I was moving the bin from the backyard to the front yard, and there was like a little bit of a concrete slab underneath the gate. And the bin was pretty full and I had the lid down on the bin. So as I was pushing the bin, and it was quite heavy, the wheels got stuck on the concrete slab, but I kept walking. So I walked onto the lid and then I've gone headfirst into all of the garden clippings. I've scraped up the the left side of my body, so I had bruising. And yeah, it was, yeah, I had a head full of grass trippings and
and a mouthful, I imagine, as well.
Sounds like a Zyrtec ad.
Sorry, and instead of crying, I was laughing and ringing my whole family in tears, but laughing at the same time.
I feel like we've unlocked a little bit of trauma here.
Casey
and Kylie. Sorry about that.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.